Welcome to today's Perry Fairway. Let's talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski. On today's program, I am joined by Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson. We are talking about the end of year Perry City Council meeting that happened last Friday. So, Sven, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks for having me this week, Joe.
So, first thing we want to talk about is a topic involving the spec building at the industrial complex. This was a big deal that you found an occupant essentially for it.
Yeah, so working between the City of Perry, Perry Economic Development, and the Greater Dallas County Development Alliance, we were actually able to find a local business that would be interested in doing an expansion into the shell building out at the industrial park. So kind of the first step towards that was their application to the state for some financial assistance through the state. And that business is TCMB Corporation. So it's great to be able to find a local business to be able to retain those jobs here in Perry. I think right now they have about 30 employees. And with this new building and the expansion, they're looking at adding about 10 more.
For sure. And what sort of economic impact is this expected to have?
Yeah, so a handful of the jobs right now will pay about $21. Four of those 10 new jobs will be required to be eligible for those state incentives to pay over $25 an hour. So this is a great opportunity for us to be able to get some very good jobs. The state program is actually called the High Quality Jobs Program. So we're excited to be able to, A, keep this company in Perry that is a homegrown company and help them expand within the community.
For sure. And then the council actually approved an application for the program that you just mentioned for TCMB.
Correct. So as part of that state application process, one of their requirements is local support for the project, and that's in the form of a resolution simply saying we intend to provide financial support as well. So after this resolution goes back to the state and the project continues to move forward, we will have to go through all of our public processes to do a development agreement to make that function of that financial assistance possible to the business.
All right. Now, the bulk of the meeting was actually devoted to sort of end of the year financial transfers and that sort of thing. So just kind of give an overview of the financial action items that were on this agenda.
Sure. So we more or less had two kinds of action items. The first kind would be regular end of year, every year we make the same transfers, such as our emergency fund transfer, cleaning out some of the transfers for the Carnegie Library Museum and Towncraft, run at a deficit, so we zero those out at the end of every year. So those are some of the transfers that we do every year. The other thing we did last week was do some end of project transfers. So we closed out a sewer project as well as the North Street project. So a few years old, but it takes a while for us to receive all of the bills and pay all of that out and then receive the state grants that we utilize for those projects. So some projects maybe from 2017 that drug into 18, and now we're cleaning up before the start of fiscal year 20.
All right. Another action item on the agenda was actually the approval of some ordinances, at least the first reading of a couple, that had to do with zoning. Take us through just the zoning changes that were approved.
Sure. So going back to when we last met, we discussed that we had kind of at the same time two very similar requests, and that would be dividing a commercial property with a zero lot line, just like you would see in the downtown area. In working with our community and economic development director, Mike Fastenaugh, we came up with the concept of allowing zero lot lines in arterial commercial zoning. This is something that you see quite a bit. You probably don't even notice you see it, but in the metro areas, a lot of times if you see those strip malls with offices and retail and service type activities, each one of those bays could be owned by a different person. So being able to allow this may help spur some more development on our arterial corridors and allowing more space for people to build. But these two in particular kind of spurred that, one being the East Perry Plaza is actually three different buildings on one piece of property, and they're looking at splitting one of those buildings off and selling it. So that was one. The other one being Crossroads Church and Head Start program, wanting to split that building into two, which it is two separate structures. So we felt that that would fit as well. So that one, pending all approvals, will be split into two properties so that Head Start can purchase their building. So we had to change the zoning ordinance to allow that. And then we're working through rezoning the properties to be able to take advantage of those new regulations.
Absolutely. Well, one last thing I want to ask you about today was another action item that was a pay application for the airport project. You don't have to get too deep into that, but just take us through the latest on the airport project itself.
You betcha. So they've been out there working hard on all of the electrical changes that are taking place. They're also starting to deconstruct the existing small hangar that's out there. And the new building has arrived and is sitting out there ready to be put up. So that project is moving along smoothly, and everybody will get a chance to check out that project and everything else going on out at the airport this Friday, because that's day one of our sesquicentennial celebration. So go on out there all day. They'll be doing airplane rides. They'll also be having airplanes flying in for the concert. It's a fly-in, drive-in concert. It's sort of the first that we've ever heard about or seen, or I've tried to do some research on anybody else doing this. So this could be a first, not only for Perry, but an airport in general. So we have two really great bands lined up. The music starts at 7 p.m. There'll be some food vendors out there. So really a great kickoff to the other events going on Saturday as well. So between the kids' activities in the morning, some car and tractor show going on during the day, and then, again, a music festival on Railroad Street all afternoon. So I know Lindsay Pasuti with the Chambers talked about that quite in depth with everybody before. So we're still looking for some volunteers if you feel like giving back, and hopefully we see everybody out and about to enjoy celebrating Perry's 150th anniversary.
For sure. And thank you for segueing yourself in there with the airport project and moving into the sesquicentennial. All right. Well, Perry City Administrator Sven Peterson, anything else that you'd like to mention to our listeners today?
Yep. Just wanted to mention with the 4th of July this week, we do have some closures and route changes. The garbage routes for Thursday will be picked up on Wednesday. Friday garbage routes will be the same. Perry Public Library, the Rec Center, City Hall, and Waterworks will all be closed on July 4th. Other than that, the library will be closing at 2 o'clock on Saturday to allow for those concerts outside their door.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Sven, for joining me and for all the information. I appreciate it as always.
I appreciate you having me.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Sven Peterson. You can find this program at RaccoonValleyRadio.com. My name is Joe Sierwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.